Hey fans, it's Andrew Lister again, writer and producer of the Shadowvane podcast. Quick reminder, our first ever writing contest is actually going to come to a close here pretty quick. Our deadline is March 31st. Submit your story of horror, science fiction, or suspense for a chance to win some cool Shadowvane merchandise. And speaking of merchandise, our artist Ray Williams has finished the designs for the stickers and t-shirts. Check Facebook and Twitter for more information and sneak peeks. I want to thank you once again for your continued support in listening to our program. We really couldn't do it without you. And now, well, you know what to expect.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Night, Progenics Labs, Episode 8, Underground.
New pathways in genetic research are opening. Through the scientific contributions from Progenics, the possibilities are now endless. Geneticists and other practitioners all over the world can assist us with the mission to destroy the plagues of humanity. Come work at one of our dedicated research teams in a facility near you. Let's create a new world together, one that will fulfill the prophecy of the Founder, our Savior. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
I knew there was something behind that unmarked panel.
I give you this one warning. Only high-clearance employees are given an access key to this elevator panel. You are not to discuss this with anyone.
So, does this mean I'll get a key?
Perhaps in time, yes. Small steps at first, Jeremiah. Let's not be too hasty.
Not to be disrespectful, but you haven't told me much of anything yet. Where exactly are we going?
I'm taking you to your new assignment area at Division Zero, within the underground research facility. Unlike the monotonous lab tests you were doing, all the exciting stuff goes on down there. That's where even the most sensitive data and specimens are contained. Our research is far too vital to risk compromising. There comes much criticism and liability when one is involved with medical experimentation. Numerous precautions have been taken to ensure progress goes undeterred, and more importantly, to safeguard the science of the miracle cures.
Well, I hope the research down there isn't too dangerous. Will I be working with stronger strains of the flu virus?
That is one possible hazard of working down in Division Zero.
Division Zero? Oh, I get it now. The rest of the building is split into 8 divisions, so naming the hidden underground facility Zero seems very fitting. Wait just a second. Before we left, you said something about an important creature?
You will see for yourself soon enough, Jeremiah. I must warn you now. You will see some strange things. It takes a certain level of mental fortitude.
What makes you think I'm the best one for this position? I bet you haven't had to reprimand Anthony for anything like you did with me earlier.
Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony, my lab partner. He's far more dedicated to Progenics, and probably not as troublesome.
Anthony, Oh yes, the other lab associate. He isn't as curious as you are, Jeremiah. Forget about him and the boring lab. There is much more excitement to be had where you are going. You will play an integral role in the formation of our miracle cures. I'm giving you the chance of a lifetime.
Sure is a long way down. Whoever designed this place must have really wanted Progenics secrets kept safe. You'd think nuclear bombs are tested down here or something.
Not many of our medical facilities have separate divisions below ground. This laboratory building was the first to have one built. The founder himself helped design the layout. The reasons for extra precautions will make sense soon enough. Besides, all nuclear testing is done at the underground facility in Seattle, Washington. Division Zero is designated strictly for biological specimens.
Just how far down are we going, anyway? A half mile before ground level?
A very accurate guess, indeed. Ah, and here we are. Welcome to Division Zero. You'll notice the layout is somewhat similar to the facility's upper levels. On this floor, there are a number of research laboratories, to include examination areas and operating rooms. The floor above us contains a dormitory with several amenities, a full kitchen, and a recreation room.
Wait, a dorm? You don't expect me to stay here with the other workers, do you? I have Martha and the baby to take care of at home.
We have no intentions of permanently separating you from your wife and offspring. These facilities are made available for the most dedicated workers, and for visiting scientists from other Progenics facilities. There are times where we need the expertise of others in related medical fields. As you progress through your new job, you will be required to stay longer hours. Everyone must stay well rested to obtain the greater goal.
I don't see any stairs or other way back up aside from the elevators. What happens in case of a power outage?
In the unlikely case of an outage, there are backup generators to power the elevators and research facilities. There are no stairs. This is for our privacy precautions. We wouldn't want anyone snooping around here, now would we?
I suppose not.
Follow me. Finding your way around here should be rather simple. All the other departments extend off this main walkway. Most research laboratories lie on the northern side of the hallway. Your security access will still be limited in some ways through your microchip's programming. It will be coded to your specific task stations and assigned medical rooms.
What sort of work will I be doing?
As stated before, you'll be working with the dangerous virus samples. At first, your main task will be to monitor ongoing trials with the miracle cure.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be working directly with the cure?
In a sense, yes. Before you can start working in Division Zero, you must learn how the first one was ever created and how our predecessors used it to cure polio and lupus. To do that, you'll be spending the first 2 weeks training with the more sophisticated equipment down here, as well as watching recordings of the past clinical trials. It may sound boring, but I think you'll find it very interesting.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on behind the scenes. I'm not saying that my work before was unsatisfying, but I'm excited to witness history in the making. Oh! What the hell was that? Sounds like there's some sort of animal behind the door. What's making that horrible sound?
Mr. Roberts, just what did you believe allowed for the influenza clinical testing to begin? Until the trials on human volunteers are approved, we are forced to do most genetic experimentations on lab animals. Among other things.
When I think of lab animals, I think of rats and bunny rabbits. Not anything that makes a noise like that. Wait. What other things?
Watch and learn, my dear boy. On our next stop, you will witness a surgical experiment. One that will help acclimate you to the tasks I expect you to complete. One of my fellow colleagues was set to run it, but I have asked to step in for him tonight.
This room looks odd. It's not like any surgical unit I've seen. What's with the plexiglass box at the center?
This is one of the surgical rooms for the smaller specimens. That containment area is for Jenny.
Jenny? I thought you said we weren't doing human trials yet.
Jenny is a Sumatran orangutan, a critically endangered species found only on the small Indonesian island. The Global Wildlife Foundation asked us to work with her to help preserve their species from extinction.
So, Progenix decided to take Jenny in due to her close DNA connection to humans, am I right?
I suppose you keep seeing through our thin veil. Yes, orangutan DNA matches closely to humans at 97%. This helps to establish standard protocols and create important predictors in future testing with human candidates. Well, let's not waste any more time. Would you care to meet Jenny?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cure, please begin preparations on Jenny. Subject A497.
Preparations have now been initiated, Dr. Watson.
What on earth was that?
Yes. I suppose I should formally introduce you to CURE. It stands for Computerized Universal Research Engine. She is the creation of the Founder's own genius. Her main function is to automate many routine procedures and services in order to support the scientists and technicians assigned to Division Zero. Say hello to our newest scientific researcher, CURE.
Good evening, Mr. Roberts, employee number 247261. I am pleased to finally meet you.
Yeah, same here, I think.
Now that you two have been acquainted, we will take this moment to upgrade your neural microchip.
Upgrade?
Yes, normally your implanted chip can be programmed remotely. However, only CURE has the authority to grant access to new employees of Division Zero. You must understand, we take our security very seriously and cannot permit the possibility of human error. Step forward to this panel, place your hand on the sensor, and let her handle the rest.
If it means working towards a cure for influenza, I guess I better.
Upgrade complete. Thank you for your cooperation, Dr. Roberts.
That wasn't so bad. I didn't even feel anything.
CURE, please transport Subject A497 into the holding area.
Yes, Doctor.
Why is she strapped down like that?
You don't expect us to run tests on a creature of Jenny's size without restraints, do you? Even though this orangutan comes from a wildlife preserve, it is still just that, an animal. And a potentially dangerous one at that. All necessary safety precautions must be taken.
They know you have seen too much, Jeremiah. If you refuse to open your eyes to the truth, you will be no better than that animal. Keep your eyes open and witness for yourself.
CURE, please report on the introductory medical status for A497. If satisfactory, prep serum A for the injection.
A497's vitals are currently stable and her breathing is normal. Preparing genetic serum A.
What's genetic serum A?
Serum A is a modified genetic specimen with capacity to rapidly alter a being's DNA. Put simply, this version contains molecular overrides that take command of the immune system's reaction to and destruction of different host cells.
So, if Jenny has a strain of the flu virus, theoretically this means the serum should help her fight off the virus faster. How long before it'll take effect?
The results have varied over the last few months. I'm confident that tonight's will yield an almost instantaneous change in A497's genetic structure. If successful, we should be able to observe this occur all at once.
He's using my children for their evil purposes, Jeremiah. My own flesh and blood. You will witness the extent of his cure for mankind.
Well, will I ever find out how these cures were made, and even the serum you're going to use on Jenny?
You will learn it all, Mr. Roberts. The methods that brought us to these cures are most fascinating. It isn't like anything you've read in your misled medical journals or heard from the mouths of some out-of-touch professor. We have traversed beyond the realm of science.
Right. So, tell me a bit more about what you're doing here today.
Jenny was brought into our facility with flu-like symptoms. Like humans, orangutans can suffer from the same diseases, such as tuberculosis, hepatitis, and other severe ailments like malaria. If this succeeds, Progenics will be assured unanimous approval for human trials. Watch carefully, and save any more questions until the experiment is finished.
All right.
Cure. Administer Serum A.
At once, Dr. Watson. Serum A has been successfully administered.
Excellent. Bring up A497 on the main panel.
Yes, Doctor.
Pay close attention, Jeremiah. We not only monitor heart rate and blood pressure, but we can see in real time how the virus replicates and moves through Jenny's bloodstream. As you can see from this visual inside her body, we can also follow the serum itself as it travels through her system, too. Do you see how fast it spreads? You can literally watch the serum interact with the viral cell structures, and even observe how it affects Jenny's DNA. Imagine what we will be capable of once the genetic cure is perfected for human patients. We could change a human's genetic structure, making the immune system stronger and more resistant. We will perfect the human body and make it something new. Something stronger. Something superior.
Serum A has adversely altered the genetic makeup of subject A497. Heart rate is accelerating at a current rate of 2.7% per minute.
What's happening?
Silence, Jeremiah! Even with our modifications, Jenny's vitals are mirroring those of our last experiment with her brother, Subject Max. Cure. Administer Serum B. Perhaps it will counteract the effects of Serum A.
Serum B has been injected. Subject Jenny is waking from sedation. Applying emergency restraints at once.
Is she gonna be okay?
I said leave all questions until after our experiment, Jeremiah. Heart rate and blood pressure are still rising, Q. Serum B should have worked by now.
Subject Jenny's bone structure is beginning to mutate. Heart rate has now increased beyond the expected limits for its species.
Oh my god.
Make sure the restraints hold this time. Deliver a lethal dose of voltage directly into A497's heart if it escapes its bonds. Monitor all alterations to internal organ systems, especially the bones. Afterwards, I will need to compare the results of this failure with the last.
Stop this! You have to save her!
I can do no such thing for her. The death serves a much higher purpose for Progenics. The experiment's conclusions will be used to refine Serum A yet again. Loss of life is a necessary tragedy. Soon you will see the bigger picture, Jeremiah. This is your future. Do not cower away from it. Embrace it.
No! I can't believe... What have you done?
Trust in Progenics Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenics Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenics Labs, Episode 8, Underground. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. Additional voice actors for this episode include Bernadette De La Cruz, Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenics Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.